Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Non-profit organisations.
Well, thanks very much for coming along today. I'd like to start off by finding out a little bit about yourself and your reasons for applying for our overseas volunteer scheme. Tell me first of all, how did you hear about us?
Well, it was through a friend, actually, who got involved with your organisation a couple of years ago. I've been wanting to do something like this for a while, and I suppose she gave me the courage to actually take the plunge.
Word of mouth is one of the commoner ways people find out about us. We don't spend huge amounts on advertising campaigns and the like. So why community work in particular?
Well, I've had a bit of experience in my hometown, getting involved in various projects during school holidays, and while I was at university as well.
Oh, yes.
One was working with the elderly in care homes, listening to their life stories. That was part of an oral history project funded by the local authority. And then another time I worked on a scheme for ex-prisoners to improve their reading and writing. Oh, and I've worked on building sites off and on since I left school.
But you've never lived or worked abroad before?
Only travelling with friends, interrailing in Europe, just what a lot of young people do in their gap year.
So Costa Rica would be a real change.
Absolutely.
And why Central America?
Well, I have to admit there are selfish reasons. I want to improve my Spanish. I got a GCSE at school, but never really had the chance to use it. But it's more than that. I feel I want to put the experience I've had to better use.
How do you feel about living so far from home comforts? You know, you'll be spending 3 months of the year in quite an isolated community in the mountains. Conditions will be pretty basic.
To be frank, I'm a little nervous, but I think I'm quite adaptable and independent.
And you're in good shape, I presume. The building project can be quite physically demanding. Plus, you'll be at altitude as well, which takes a bit of getting used to.
Oh, I'm an outdoor sort of person. I still do quite a lot of sport and mountain climbing, so I think I'll be able to cope with that side of things.
Okay, let's move on to accommodation arrangements. As you know, most volunteers stay with local families.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.